Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which has chosen that act grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Good evening. This is a True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Sham. Representing Rough Racing in Chicago, and Brother Mouse from Set on Kill is my co-host. It's another great Thursday. We are here. It is raining, but we are here nonetheless. Let me give a shout out to Brother Leroy. As always, my man, the Clocks Off crew, the Motor City Mafia, the all day, all night, every day, 1-800 Keep It Real show, Bar None, Off the Trailer, Gazillionaire, Camp 18. Oh, man. Brother Stokes in his absence, Al Jr., UU, and you. Man, another great Thursday, like I said, man. We just... Oh man, we here. It's almost the end of, it is the end of June. It's dwindling away. But nonetheless, we are here. Let me see. Big Drag. Make that announcement. July 31st. And August 1st, we will be there. His annual, him and Drag Nation News, they will be having their event, and we will be there. I know it's a whole bunch of stuff going on with that. As time will get closer, I'm sure they will come on and start to inform us of everything that's going on, but just mark your calendar. that the 31st, Saturday and Sunday, August 1st, you know, they're having a big event, and it's going to be crazy, as always. Other than that, man, this is Lock In Thursday. If you're ready, if you're looking for somebody, come on. It is Lock In Thursday. If you're interested in finding somebody, we will try to accommodate you in finding them. Let me go back to this board. Mouse, talk to me.
What up, Sam?
What's going on, Brother Mouse?
Oh, man, just another day, a good day to be a duck.
Man, look at here. It rained so hard earlier. I said, wait a minute. What is really? Well, you know, we kind of lacked in water, but I don't like it when it rains like this. Just, you know, it's too drastic. It's too much going on when it rains like this. But nonetheless, we need it because he showed letting us have it.
As long as he let us have it on the days, there's no race. We'll take it all.
Oh, man, show you right, man. Show you right.
To have some clear race days.
Show you right. Oh, man, what else? What's going on? What's going on is what they say. Let me see. What you got going, Mouse?
Still trying to get this new project finished.
Yeah, you trying to get it in. Well...
Yeah,
well, I understand. It's just, you know, sometimes it takes some time. That's all. It takes some time. Let me get my glasses. I can't see a thing. I seen you got a little a bicycle over there. Hey, look at this. I think I scrolled through Facebook or one of them, and I just happened to see it like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, finally finished another little project.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm gonna get me. I got a old dusty cow, and I just
mm-hmm.
I don't I ride it every so often, but yeah, that was my first love. Once upon a time, I used to like to go fast on a motorcycle. But now, man, please, I just want to just ease on down the road. When I got time to ride, I just ease on down the road. Although it's quick, though. The bike is fast. But, yeah, I don't like being bent over. Oh, I done had several, quite a few. The crotch rocket, you know, everybody go through them stages or whatever. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, no. Give me something just to go, you know. Trucking on down the road.
Yeah, that's how I like it. Just go on and take it easy.
Yeah. What you got? I had something I kind of want to kind of go over, I guess, in a sort of sense. It's been on my mind. I hope I can get some input and some good feedback from it. You know, what you got, Mouse, before I even get started?
Oh,
anything,
man,
I missed?
I ain't heard too much from the streets.
Yeah, I haven't really heard none either.
Since your race.
Huh, yeah, I ain't really, you know, a little knick-knack here and there, but I hadn't really heard much. I don't know. I know it'll be okay. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. But I guess it leads me to I don't know why I have been thinking about it, but well, since you said it right there, like street racing. Initially, you know, most grudge races, they all come from the street, right? I would say most of them, they come from the street. Some, you know, the newer ones, they you know, they was racing at the track, so they really didn't do a lot of racing on the street. But the combination, I would say, from both of them, My initial thought was we're going to go to the track, so we don't have to deal with certain elements on the street, right?
Right.
What's yep, those elements? Running from the police, cars pulling police. Out on you.
On and off the trail several times.
Yeah, you know, so forth and so on. Man, as simple as, man, just those simple things. A wind light. You know, okay, so stop right there. If you use, okay, now, no, let me retract. Now, you at the track. So when you're at the racetrack, you know, certain people said there are no rules to grudge racing, right? Which I kind of like, I disagree with, because it was certain things that just involve, you know, real racing, you know, grudge racing, as far, you know, what they call it now, street racing, grudge racing. If two cars move, it's a race, right? That was from my understanding. This maybe, you know, if anybody want to, you know, tell me something different, then you can. My understanding, two cars move, it was a race. If you chase, you know, it's a race. So forth and so on. Is that right from your understanding, Mouse?
That pretty much, that was what was brought from the street to the track.
Okay, now you at the racetrack, right? You're at the racetrack, and certain things, you know, even like, okay, let's go back to, like going just one thing, going in front of somebody or going in their lane. You know, we've come across that even recently. You know, as far as, you know, you stopping and or you keep chasing them down through the quarter, you know, it's all really predicated on your belief, right? Okay, so mm-hmm. let's move forward. We are at the racetrack, right? Okay, hold on, Mouse. This say this. If you on the street, you don't have a tree, right? You don't have a tree.
Correct.
And you don't have no wind light. So certain things, that's what, like the chase is a race and so forth and so on. So back in the day, if you were sitting there and, you know, the jumping, you know, everybody talks about the jumping. So if you leave and I sit there, then you back up. You know what I mean? You back up and, you know, if I leave and you sit there, you back up. You know what I mean? So
right.
That's what our question. So, okay, so let's go forward at the racetrack. Certain things, if you using the tree, then certain things, even with a grudge race, they go with you using the tree, right? What do I mean? Somebody, okay, if I give you the break, let's just say, if I give you the break, Mouse, I give you the break,
mm-hmm.
and now the stipulations kick in. If we going off the tree, right, and you say you leave after the green light so we can get a wind light. So now you leave before the green. You lose, or we do it over again.
Well, if it's stipulated that it has to be green before you leave.
Correct. We said we're gonna leave after the green. Anytime after the green, you can leave. Now I'm just using. Go ahead.
I mean,
go ahead.
That's, to me, that would be a loss.
Okay. Now
if
stop right there.
Was,
now that. Huh?
Because the stick
now,
was you had to wait for it to turn green before you could leave.
Okay, stop right there. Now, see, that now there's the wiggle room as far as that's concerned. You didn't say I lose. You just said I had, you know, we're gonna leave after the green. So,
so you need it more specific, like if you red light, you lose.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I was saying. If you leave before the green light, you gonna red light, right? So, in that same breath, we say, you can't leave before the green, right? So you leave before
right.
the green, and I leave before the green. I chase you. You leave before the red light, and I go right behind you. Should that be a race? Is that a race? You follow what I'm saying?
Me,
I mean, see that?
No,
go ahead. I'm gonna listen. Go ahead.
To me, the race was over once that person left before the green.
Okay.
Right when that person left before the green, the race was over.
Now I'm saying that. Okay, so. If you give me the break and I leave and you don't chase me,
well, I think you have to skip that. You know, if you don't come, if you don't skip it, then you got an argument of saying, okay, it wasn't a race because I sat there. Now, if you say, okay, you got the break, you got to leave between 5 seconds after it turned green, and after I leave, you got to come.
Okay. Now, if you have to step that, then you have to step everything. From what you just said, you have to step everything. My point
is, to get a clear understanding.
Some things. What do you want to say? Shouldn't they be clear? Shouldn't it be clear? If you're using the tree is
never clear.
No, not an assumption. Let me finish. If you have to use the tree, then the tree is the determinant factor. I mean, you got to use it for. If you don't have no tree, that's something different. But if you're using the tree, then it seems as though
that
goes along with the tree.
It is. It's just used to get the two.
I'm saying without a stipulation. Let's leave out the stipulation, Mouse. I don't even want to say nothing about a stipulation. I'm just talking about no, not a head up race. Any kind of race that you have to use the tree, then therefore it's stuff that goes along with you using the tree. As far as that's what I'm trying to ask. If you're using the tree, then it there's stuff that goes along with it. It's just like if you now is touch the center line and cross the center line. Some of these tracks, they so wide, you could touch the center line, but you ain't obstructing the person no kind of way.
Well, I think that some tracks got one line in the center, and some of them have two. So in the single line, if you touch it, that's you out of bounds. Now,
okay.
If you have a double line and you can touch it, but you can't go over it.
Okay. Now, my whole what I'm saying is you trying to bring street rules into the track, which I grew up. I mean, you know what I mean? So if you mix in the two, then certain things, I think, they go along with it. Should they go along with it? Should they go together? In your opinion, should they go together?
Well, yeah, I think they should. Just like in grudge racing, I believe if you cross the line behind somebody and you are able to get back in your lane and go around them, you should win. But some tracks, you know, that's track rule. You cross. You disqualify.
Okay, that's your opinion. So, in someone else's opinion, if you got that same concept, we at the track now, Mouse. You at the track. You see that the street and the track is two different things. But when you grudge it, then the stipulation and all that comes into play. So I say that to say, it came to me. These things that happen, I thought that they were noteworthy. Just something to, you know, just something to discuss, because it's all, it seems like it's always something coming up, you know, like they were talking about, you hit the wall, you know, as long as you hit it on your side, then it's no problem. And I'm, you know, I mean, that fine line, that I don't, you know, I wasn't trying to bring, I'm just using that as an example, but I that same thing as far as, you know, touching the center line, you know, touching the center line, what difference do it make? He didn't obstruct you in any type of way. I mean,
yeah,
he didn't come in front of you or over on you. He touched the center line. I mean, am I making sense
it's
what I'm saying to you?
Huh? I mean, that's just the rule.
That's my point. That's what I'm talking about. So if you got rules like that, then the rule with the tree is just like if you, like I said, if you leave, if we say we're going to wait till after the green to leave, and you red light, okay, that's a loss. But if you leave before the green and I chase you, and it's before the green too, and it's before the green,
after what that person did, because it's over right then.
That's the rule, Mouse. I'm just saying, does that make sense though? We always talk about,
I mean,
mixing the two, the street and the track. So if you grudge racing, these specific.
Are you trying to say, is somebody going to argue that? Probably. Are they right?
Absolutely. You can argue anything, but if you using the tree, then I think certain things go along with the tree.
Well,
okay, I'm gonna go back to the mic.
If you're doing it that way, that's going back to that first to worst stuff.
No, first to worst is different. First to worst is like,
I mean,
it's different.
Two red lights. Guess what you just said.
Excuse me. Okay, wait a minute. Let me see something. Sensei, is that you? I think it is. Hello? I can hardly hear you.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if I can get better here. I don't want to fight this week.
I hear you now. I hear you.
Can you hear me now, Sensei?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't want to be the bad guy this week. I don't.
There's no such thing as a bad guy.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this in all honesty. There is no rules. Back up. What is the difference in grudge racing, as they like to call it, and drag racing? What's the difference? There's not a one. There's not one difference. Not a one. And they need to stop fooling themselves. That's the first mistake. Second thing is, now that we have established the fact that there isn't any difference, some of them come on and say, man, they talk so much smack, they do it in drag racing. Always have, always will. So now that we have established the fact that there's no difference, just that word, grudge versus drag, that's all they did. They changed the grudge thing. I guess it's supposed to be more exciting. Well, but anyway, let's move on. With that being said, true, most of the guys here decided that it was best to leave the streets and go to the track for more than anything, a safety factor. And you got tired and retired of the police is taking our cars. Started being harder and harder to get them back. So now you go to the track. Okay, what do they do with the track? The track's supposed to stay pre-stage, stage the car, the light tell you when to go, when not to go, and the finish line light tell you when you win. There's a word that comes in play today. It's called manipulative. Guys have learned how to manipulate the track. They manipulate the tree. I heard you, if I'm correct, I heard you saying earlier about if a chase is a race. That haven't always been that way. It has always been how you stepped it. If I agree that chase is a race, it is. If I didn't agree, you may bust out of there 15 times before I decided to come behind you. figure I can leave, cut it down where I left with you. That's just how the game has always been. So I go back to my initial. There could never be any racing in this thing, any rules in this thing they call grudge racing when they change every day. Man, it's just like you got an 80 Malibu. Mouse got an 80 Malibu. I decided to run Mouse head up. I want everything in racing from you. I decided to take the brake from you, and I want the back tire from Mouse. We're talking the same car, same engine, same man built them. In fact, y'all run the same ET. I watched both of you run. I've seen the clocks on both of you. But I decided to run one, or tried to run one different than the way I run the other. It could never be in the rules as long as it's like that. The only way there could ever be in the rules in racing, if you go strictly by the book and that's all. As long as we change it from minute to minute, how's the rule?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Today? I mean, I know you understand what I'm saying.
It
changes too much. You know, and like I said, let's go back to the tree for a moment, Frank Daddy. I say you cannot, I heard him out saying, I believe I got it correctly, you cannot leave before the tree turns green. Okay. Light change, here he come, tree dropping. Light turn green, you tear up out of there. I don't move. According to the track, the race is over. According to us in the street, we're going to fight. We want to fight that. We're going to say, I see it, wait till the light turn green, and then you have 3 seconds to leave. Or after the light turn green, you have to leave before 3 seconds. So as long as we keep making up this garbage that we like to call rules that we used to didn't have to do, that we used to did not do, it'll never get along in racing. It can always be what it is.
Man, I got it. You know, it's just like it's. I got it in my mind. I'm just trying to relay it like I got it in my mind. Come on, Mouse. What you got?
No, I remember it was a race. I think it happened at 41. Terrell and Jamie? I don't know if somebody had the brake, but I think somebody red lit, and then the second person left and crossed.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
That there?
Good now, question. What was track rule? Was it track rule?
I don't remember.
Something to that effect. I half remember that.
But if one of the people had the brake and that person left too early.
No, they didn't have, I don't think they had the brake. That was a head up race, but one of them red lit and then the other one crossed over.
I think
Terrell he left, he red lit, but then Jamie, he crossed the center line.
Okay. Now, in that case,
that's
how it goes.
Let me say this, since I didn't speak on that when I was speaking to him about that crossing the line and touching the line. You know, if let's just take Big Drive for instance, the man that drove 6 second car. So we classify him as a professional driver. If you put drag in, say, a 12 second car, it's like a cruise down the highway for him. But he's so used to going so much faster. Now, you in a 12-second car, so let's say you move on me a little and drag coming. If I see you coming, I'm so used to driving faster cars, I'm totally in control. Even I just might decide to try to cruise over to, ain't no might, I will. I'm gonna cruise over towards this line and try to scare you. I might can cause you to ease up a little or try to drift over. If you do it now, you might lose control of your car. I don't want you to get hurt, but I'm trying to win you. I'm saying, I have to say this. If you start towards that center line, it can affect the guy in the next lane. That's what I mean by manipulating. We have learned to manipulate the drink now. And with that hitting the wall mess, that's a mess from start to finish. That's what that is. That's nothing but mess from start to finish. Nowhere in the country can you hit the wall and win a race until you start that mess down south. That's just pure mess.
Okay, let me go back to what you just said, though, Sensei. You said, you know, somebody that's the driver, they may come to, you know, they might drift over or whatever, but they never cross over. Right, I'm saying. But they never cross over.
They try to affect you. No.
Okay.
They just drift over.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
Let's say you're not that familiar with the car. You haven't been driving that long. So you see me coming towards that line, you know, it just may affect you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now if that be so, we have agreed that that may affect you. So now we have to agree that getting close to that line or crossing the line or touching the line, for that matter, affects the other lane.
It may.
It has to, we just agree that it do.
No, I'm saying it may affect you. It may affect you. I'm trying to understand your point. What's your point?
No. I'm saying, I heard you saying earlier about not crossing the line, but get close to the line. Saying,
right. I was saying on the street, you know, if you crossed in front of me or altered, you know, my, you know, I had to hit the brake or, you know, or whatever, and that was, you know, but now at the track, you know, it's so most of the tracks are so wide that, you know, the center line is nowhere near the other car. That's what I'm saying. That was my point in saying that.
It shouldn't be. Right. It shouldn't be, but it comes into play sometimes.
Right. I said my point in asking the question was, if that's the case, then if you and just like any of the other things that you either that or you using the tree, that should have some type of. If you use the tree, then some stuff goes along with you using the tree. Let me open up these mics, Sensei. Tim House, your mic is open.
Yeah, Big Sham, I have a question for your audience, but I don't want to change the subject just yet. So go ahead and do what they do, and then when you and Brother D get done talking, then let me come in. I want to ask one question to your whole audience and see what they want to say about that. I just want to, but go ahead and finish your conversation before I change the subject.
Okay, yeah, hold on. Preacher Boy, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey,
all right.
Listen, can I say something without anybody disturbing me? I'm going to give y'all a definition about drag racing and racing. They are the same. But when we said drag racing, it's become to the point that drag racing always been, if you got the brake, I got a kind of brake, they send you down the street a little bit. When drag racing, they race off the light. They count the lights down to give you your spot. We never knew nothing about back tire until we started listening about the South. It's always been a car and a brake or a car. So we changed the rules for them of what we heard. So that's what made the difference in all of the activity that we're going through. Now, as far as the tech racing, we start making our own rules as we start racing each other. You know, like he said, a good driver can manipulate you to make you think he's coming in your lane if he got a good car or he's a good enough driver to slow you down. What D is telling you, he's telling you the truth about all of that, but you have to understand, we always been taught when you get behind the wheel, look straight ahead and make it to the finish line. Whenever you look off, you can get, like you said, you see a car coming over, you're going to get out the car. But if you're looking straight ahead, you ain't got to worry about none of that. But as far as this grudge racing, the name grudge racing, our grudge racing is, if I get a spot, you give me two in the break, they count out two cars. In drag racing, you got two lights in the flick. That's the only difference. But as far as the rules, if you cross the center lane, if you red light, it always been the same. Nothing ever changed that. We changed that with our new world right now. You old enough to know, you've been racing just as long as I have, or been around racing. We changed the rule from what we seen on YouTube with the people do out of town, down south. We changed all of this.
Okay,
if we ever go back to our own word, if we ever go back to our own racing, we'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Let me. I don't want to get confused with down south. My question was talking about the conversion from street racing to racing at the track. Nothing about the rules from down south or none of that.
What,
I was just talking about
the
correlation between mixing the street with the track. That's what I'm talking about. I know my brother always say you can't mix the two. You can't mix the two together. And I'm just curious to know if in fact my main thing was that tree. I mean, I guess in a sort of sense the tree. If you're using the tree for whatever reason you're using it for, then you have to. If you're using it, then you have to adhere to it. That's what I was telling you, Mouse. If you know, you said one thing and then you didn't change, but you said like you used it for one thing, but the other one you don't, which I disagree with. You have to, like, if I say, I mean, it should be, but it's not. If it's clear and cut dry. Me and you racing, Mouse, and we going to use the tree. Okay, so we going to wait till it turn green to get a wind light. So we say yes. Now, it has gotten so far, like since they say just you got to say everything, I mean the steps and so forth and so on, but if, in fact, you left before the green, then you lose instantly. That's what you said. In your opinion, you lose, right? So I say that, okay, if that's the case, then if I give you the break, Mouse, you leave and I don't chase you, then how do I not lose? Why do I have to stipulate that? Why do I have... Hold on, preacher boy. Hold on. Why would I have to stipulate that with you? But you didn't say I had to stipulate about the green.
To make it clear. That's all. To make it clear.
No. It's a window when you say the green. It's a window then. It's always going to be a window. But if you're using something, it's a total difference when you don't have, when you got, what do I want to say? Like, you know, when I was racing on the street, two cars, I mean, we ain't had no flag, man. It was just two people, you know, whoever leave, you know, it's a race. If two cars move, it's a race. So I say that to say if you got a tree, then why wouldn't you adhere to the tree? Does that make sense? That's the question I'm asking you, man.
Okay,
Hold on, preacher boy. Go ahead, Mouse.
Do these two wordings make a difference? If I say... Okay, you have to, I say you can leave after it turns green. Or if I tell you, you must wait for it to turn green before you leave.
Okay, that's the word play. But why do you have to say all that? We leave it after the green. It's simple.
Because of what you're saying right now, to make it clear, for clarity.
What's not clear about the tree? What you mean?
Because you just said if it goes green and I go, which I have the brakes, and you don't go, you got to make it clear about, okay, once I did what I had to do, I got the brake, I waited for it to turn green. Now you must, as long as I adhere to that, you must follow.
You got to come behind me. You're giving me the break.
Right, no, but what you just said is what happens if you give me the break and you don't move.
Right. You leave and I don't chase you. Then I lose. I got to lose.
Well, some
can I say something,
Sam?
Can I say something, Sam?
Go ahead. I'm going to open up the mic after this. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. The reason people told you you have to leave after the green is so they can anticipate when you leave. It ain't never been like that until recently. It always been, if I got the break, when you go to the track, you always use a tree. The tree is used to be to let us know we both side by side. When you giving a person a break, whenever them two bugs, them four bugs come on, let us know I'm side by side. I suppose they'll leave when I get ready. But whenever they change it to you have to leave after the green or on the green, they kind of anticipate when they can leave. That's when
okay,
that
stop moves. Right. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. Hold on. Let me just get this point. They don't give you no time frame. They just say leave after the green so we can get a wind light. But they don't tell you nothing about no 5 seconds or nothing. So that means it's just like you starting on. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Mouse?
I said if they don't give you a time frame, you can sit there as long as you want.
That's what I'm saying. So, but the point of it is to get the wind light. So go ahead, preacher boy.
Yeah, they do that. Keep you from burning them down. We always hear somebody stand on the beam. All the years
no,
that I've been racing, whenever you give a person a break, we always stood on the beams regardless. Whoever gets the break, leave. But they changed it to you have to leave after the green to be able to, and then they tell you you got 3 seconds or 5 seconds.
No. You keep adding. You adding stuff. What if they don't say nothing about that? The green is just to get a wind light.
Okay, well, if the green is just to get a wind light, they still going to pull a tech and say you burnt them down. I'm just telling you.
I understand. Right, but I don't want you to add to what I'm saying. I just want, I'm trying to get
well,
a.
I'm kind of getting confused.
You see how you put in the tree, the track rules is a tree. We put in the in effect, and then we take it out. Remember I said there's no room?
Take it out.
Okay, look how we putting the tree in and taking it straight out. I can leave after the light turned green. I may set there 2 seconds. I may set there 2 minutes. So they done got to the point now. Remember I told you they're manipulating the light? See, we use the light now just to give us a wind light. That's all we're using it for. Yeah. This is why I keep saying, brother, there's no rules in it. Because we change it every race. I keep saying it. I keep proving it to be true. I ain't always right. I'm just never wrong.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Terrio, come on. Chicken Man, you there? Hello?
He might have fell off because he tried to get on my line. He wanted to tell y'all something, too.
Chicken Man. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Kid, your mic is open.
Hall and water don't mix, and street racing and track racing don't mix.
Okay. What was that? Wait a minute. Money, your mic is open.
Hey, Sham, let me elaborate on something that you said. You said, what did we go from the street to the track for? We went to
the
track.
No, I didn't say that.
In the beginning, you said we went from the street, we went to the track, so that way the police wouldn't chase us and all that other stuff. But let me ask you a question. Why are we incorporating the tree and the track? If we grudge racing, we ain't never had no tree on the street. We ain't never had no wind light on the finish line on the street. You put two people down on the end. Okay, but listen to me. Let me get my point across first. You put two people down on the end, and you had two people at the only thing you're using the track for is for a safe place to race. Now, if I'm racing Big Sham, and Big Sham give me the break, once Big Sham double bub, I know he ready. When I double bub, Sham know I'm ready. Why do I have to wait until the light turn green, and then give Sham a chance to jump me? If I got
correct.
The break,
when I double bub
and you double bub, if I tear up out of there right then and there, if you don't chase me, you lost, Sham, because you gave me the break. I ain't got to cut my window down on my break. And I don't need the tree to tell me who won because somebody is going to be on the end.
Correct.
Okay. Stop right there, Monty. So, hold on. Hold on one second. Now, what you said, why do I lose if I don't chase you?
Because you told me I had to break.
Okay,
so
stop right
if
there.
I break.
Right. Hold on.
Okay.
Stop right there. So if we was racing on the street and you left and I didn't chase you, I didn't lose.
Sham,
you backed up.
Sham. That's your fault because I had to break. I don't have to time my break.
No, Money. I understand what you're saying.
What Money saying. On the street, he had to bag up and do it again until both cars leave. That's
my point.
Okay.
That is exactly my point,
Preacher Boy, listen to what I'm saying. If I'm giving you the break, if you tear out of there, I got to chase you, man. I got to try.
Okay.
I got to be ready.
Okay.
If you tear out of there and you go and
am
I don't
allowed,
move,
I
just watch my money.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Watch my
let
money
him finish. Let him finish.
Allowed to solve this.
Okay, Money, this is what Sam I'm trying to explain to you. This is what Sam I'm trying to say. I fear you not, Sam. Sam, listen, on the street, you get to leave whenever you feel you can cut the bus because they got to keep bagging up. At the track, it's one ticket to the show. He's saying, why the hell we got to do one ticket to the show at the track because we on the tree. And then when we on the street and we get a chance to try to cut the bus instead if we don't move. That's what Sam I'm trying to explain to you. On the street, if you move and I give you the break and I don't leave, you got to bag up until both cars move.
That's my question. And
move,
that's my question. I'm asking why. And my question is this. Why do I have to bag up? You gave me the break, man.
On the street, you did.
If I
said, on the street,
am
you
I,
did.
Am I not the side?
I feel
them. Am I not the side of the puzzle?
Go ahead. Hold on, y'all. Come on, Sensei.
I just want to sound the puzzle. What Money said make a lot of sense. He really do. What Preacher was saying make a lot of sense. And this is why I constantly tell you guys there's no rules in this game that you call grudge racing. Now, Money, if you was at the track and you racing according to track rules, then yes, he would have to come. But you have to remember, they are taking street racing to the track. So you only
don't
run it on the track, but you run it. Hold on, kid, because we know we've been mixing for years. You taking, not that they do mix, but we've been mixing. What you said is right, but you're taking the street to the track. And on the street, it's like Preacher Boy tried to tell you. You could bust out of there 15 times while they decide to move. Okay, now here come the answer. Here come the answer. This is why they put the stiffs in. Well, if they putting the stiffs in, that means what? I stiff it this way, you stiff it raised that way. There's no rules if ever raised this way.
Correct.
That's why that has got to be stiff. If still got moves.
Okay.
Okay,
hold on, y'all.
Hey, I'm going to go leave one time.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Gerald, come on, Gerald.
Hey, I'm behind on time. What are we talking about? Oh,
my goodness, man. I thought you had something. We just talking about mixing the mixing street rules and track rules. That's essentially what I'm talking about.
Trying to.
There you go. Thank you, kid. Yes. If you want to call them rules. Gerald.
Okay.
I'm saying this. Hey, Gerald, hold on. Let me ask you a question since you wasn't here, Gerald. Let me ask you this. If me and Mouse was racing each other, right?
Huh?
And I give Mouse the break, right?
Uh-huh.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Gerald, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, and I give Mouse the break. And I tell Mouse, okay, you know, we're going to leave after the green so we can get a wind light. You can leave whenever you want to after the green, right?
Okay.
And Mouse leave, but I sit there. I don't move.
Sam, say you lose. When I leave that
wow. Thank you.
Hold on, wait a minute. Okay, well, what we do this at now? Why do I supposed to sit? What do I want to burn all my motor up and burn all my gas up, and you still sit back there just deciding, no, I don't want to leave yet? When do, what do we do this at?
Okay, now, hold on. Wait. So the yo, wait, Gerald, let me ask you this. So your reasoning for saying it is because we use the tree, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, stop right there. That's my question. My question was, so let's say this. Damn, you made me forget what I was going to say. Anytime you use the tree, that's my point. If you use the tree, then everything that go along with the tree, it should stand firm, I would think.
So mouse is going to chase you, so mouse trying to use its trans brake most likely. That's where the window come in at. Mouse ain't trying to burn its dang transmission up, fool around with you. That's why he gave you a time limit to get up off that line. Most people want to use their trans brake at the track. That's the whole reason they're in that window.
But, Gerald, y'all adding. I don't want y'all to add nothing on to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Don't forget about using
the
trans brake.
What's the point of giving somebody a break then if you're going to sit there, the man busts about that, you still sitting there twiddling your thumbs and say, I didn't want to leave.
Okay,
right
hold
now.
It. Hold. Wait a minute, Gerald. Wait a minute, preacher boy. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Gerald.
Okay.
Hey, Gerald.
Yes.
If in fact, we was on the street, when we was racing on the street, and me and Bernard, we had Bernard gave me the break, and I left, and Bernard sat there. It wasn't no race.
Sensei, can I tell you
wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute, Sensei. Let me ask Gerald. Hold on, everybody, please be quiet besides Gerald. Come on, Gerald. Where you at, Gerald? Is Gerald still there?
All right, go ahead. I said to me, that's my mistake.
Oh,
okay, yeah,
I said,
there was no way, Shannon. We bucked this up all night long with that on the street. I got that. But now we at the track now, John. That's different.
Okay, now, and my question is, why is it different? Does the tree make it different? Doesn't the tree make the difference?
Yep.
The tree make it different. Yes.
Okay, so stop right there. So if you use the tree for whatever reason you use it, then it applies to everything that you use the tree for. So if let's just say you give me the break, Gerald, at the track, and all four bulbs is on, and I leave and you sit there, do you lose?
Yes. In my opinion, yes. I don't see what the point of giving you the break if I got option to leaving or not. I don't like where you bust the battery. You bust out there too hard, so I get to sit there. Okay, come on back.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Sharon.
You can show it to hand
if,
now.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
money.
Sharon, if you got the break, if I'm racing you and you got the break, when we get up there and I double bub, that means I'm ready. I got to be prepared for whenever you leave. Now, we on the street. If you got the break and they standing in the line, they didn't pull us up, they didn't mark us off, I'm sitting there, I'm ready. They ask me, am I ready? Yeah. You nod, you ready? Yeah.
Excuse
now,
me.
I got to sit there and wait on you. And
okay,
then,
hold it.
And you leave,
and
I got to chase you.
Come on, preacher boy. And then, Gerald, I got one more for you, Gerald. Come on, preacher boy.
Okay, listen, I want y'all to hear this. Ever since we always drag race, always been a secret text, like you just said. If we was raised on the street and I gave you the brake, if you left too hard, I ain't got no oil pressure. That means the race ain't going to go on.
Sure.
You understand? Right. That's the way it went. If you left too hard, bud, hey, man, no, we can't do this. My oil pressure just dropped. Or something went wrong. See, that was a valve. That was our tech back then. Now our tech is
that was another thing,
Bruce. The light, the red light.
Okay, hold it. Yeah, okay, hold on.
You know,
hey, Gerald.
You know we always use giving a break up for something?
What's that?
You know, honestly, I mean, I've been doing this for almost 50 years, man. We always use giving a break up as a way of making sure the race got off. That was the sole purpose of giving a break up.
Right.
I knew I was
right,
faster than
right.
you. So I let you start the race just to make sure the race get on. And as soon as guys started getting tricked, I'd say running on guys that was faster than they thought they were, then we started sitting there watching them. Let them lead. Let me see how hard he leads. And like Richard said, we have developed oil pressure problems. I hear a knock that no one heard from me, all different things. But at the end of the day, if you go to the track and you only using the tree to land.
Somebody got some background noise. Can y'all mute y'all mic? I don't know. It's a wind or something in the window or something.
It's someone walking in the wind. But like I'm trying to say, if you go to the track and you send someone to the starting line, you only going to use the tree to line the cars up. You took the tree and the track back out, and you were right back to street racing. And if he moves and you don't move, he going to back up. If you use the tree like it should be, now you're using the tree to call the race. That becomes a different race. And at the end of the day, it's all about what? Steps.
Hey, Gerald.
All about steps.
Hey, Gerald.
Go ahead. Yes,
hey, check this out. I asked Mouse earlier. I said, if me and you racing, let's say me and you racing, Gerald, and we running head up, right? And we're using the tree. So now I remember a time. Now I'm just gonna ask you this: if you red light and I red light too, we both red light, right? We both red light. Should that be a race?
Yeah. I think it should be.
In your opinion, yeah. Now, wait a minute. Stop right there. Now, I know people don't agree with that, but let me just say this. I remember when it was, like, simpler. It was just so much simpler back in the day. We had raced Tate with Buford's car, like, this long time ago. We was at the track.
Yeah.
And Tate left. He red lit. But bruh red lit too. He went right behind him. But bruh went around him down there on the end. Okay? So, I mean, we just considered that a race. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course now, I mean, Mouse immediately, he said, whoever red light, you lose. I understand that. But I'm just saying, when you talk about street racing and the racing at the track, that I'm just trying to get. Somebody, who is that? Y'all got a window down or something? Because I hear it so distinctly. Please, if you're not talking, just mute your mic. You got some window noise or whatever. Yeah.
Listen, if you give me the break, you leave before me, I leave behind you. I catch you and win, I win. But if I don't catch you, we got to run over again.
No, I understand that, but if you red light, it's over with. The race is over with. I mean, that it ain't even nothing to talk about no more. When you red light now. Hold on, let me see.
I don't agree with that because they have to skip that.
Okay, watch this here.
Huh?
Watch this here.
Wait. You got to skip what? What you mean?
You got to skip if I go red and you follow me, the race is on. It ain't no red light. Listen, if you give me the break, and you don't
at the racetrack,
me,
that's you saying that if you red light and somebody chase you, that they got a stiff that you lose.
I want you to hear this.
Okay.
Yes, let me explain something to you. If we at the racetrack and you tell me you give me the break, if we don't,
you add it. No, okay, go ahead.
Listen to me.
Right.
Right. If I say you give me the break, once them four yellow bulbs are on, I can leave anytime I get ready. If you tell me we have to wait on the green, it's a different story. But when they say the green, they give you amount of time. You understand the difference? Some people, I watched Lenny and them just run the other day. They didn't say how much time a person had on the tree. When them four yellow bulbs on, Lenny was able to get out of them.
Okay. Hold on. Let me open these up. Vaughn, your mic is open. Come on.
What's
happening?
Shannon, did you open me up?
Yeah, I did, Terrio. Is that you there?
Oh,
where you at?
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I'm here. Hey,
I don't mean to be rude on everybody. I talk to everybody. I mean, I don't want to talk over everybody. I got one thing to say on what you're talking about, man.
Okay.
The only thing different from now to then, as far as the steps, is just saving money, man. Stip save a person money from losing. That's all it is, man. If you stip your shit, the new generation stip so good. Going to the track is really no different to me than the street. The track, you got a good start way where that you're going off the light, you're taking away all the bullshit, you're jumping if you don't move or whatever. That's a good thing. The bad thing about it is all the bullshit stips. If you miss one stip, you fuck. Back in the day, it was no stilts. It just was, hey, man, a chase a race. The first car crossed the finish line, get paid or whatever, you know. On shit like that, if you cross in front of a person lane, if I was out in front, I crossed in your lane, you could lose, but you could win. Because you went around me, you still won. If you didn't, we had to race over again. Back in the day, if I'm giving you the cutout, and you left and I didn't move, I didn't lose. You didn't come back and we tried again.
Nowadays, they
got these rules. They got it in the game now is that, hey, man, if I give you the cutout and if I leave and you don't come, you automatically lose. That's a hard pill to swallow to me. You know, that's the way I'm being real. I don't like to get the cutout because I didn't get old.
If I give you the break, no matter where we at, if I give you the break and you leave and I don't chase you, do it matter why I ain't chase you? Don't I still lose because I ain't chase you? But at the track, it's going to be cut on the street.
No.
They're going to be able to come back.
The way it is now, they got that understood. See, it's a difference. Back then, we had it understood. Mom.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, he's not talking about back in the day. He's talking about track and street.
Okay, today's way.
He's talking about track and street today.
This is what I'm trying to get at. You're so quick to go against the new school and the old school.
He's not saying that.
Fine. I'm trying to compare the difference. In today's rule, the three-point line in the NBA used to be way back. Now it's closer. The players playing in today's game got to go by today's rule. This rule of today. So the rule of today now, if you racing, we got to play. I got to play by the rules that goes on today. I can't say, well, I go that right now, I tell Vaughn he got the break. And that Vaughn leave and I don't leave, I lose. I know the rules of today. That's what come, I don't want to give the break. But if I do it, I got to play y'all game. I got to play the game of today's racing, man. That's all I'm trying to say. So the difference is if you're going to race in today's world, you got to play by y'all rules. If you don't want to play by y'all rules, you got to get out of racing. That's all, Phil. It's just that plain and simple.
Yeah, come on, Gerald.
It's the rules of the game now.
I don't understand. The car they're giving you the break is the one that make all the stipulations as far as when the lights, the tree come down, turn green, and you got so much time to go. That person mostly makes the stipulation. But how do it? That person gives the stipulation, then they want to sit there when you bust up out of there. And they don't got to move, but they didn't give you all the routine that you had to do when they going to give you this break.
That's why the tree is better because that's why the tree is better because you can't fake like you weren't ready on the tree. On the tree, you gonna know all the buzz lit. On the street, if you break up out of there, somebody can pull the tag and be like, they weren't ready or something. But at the tree, we don't know you was ready already. You know what I'm saying?
But that's only if you go by the tree, though, Vaughn.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to have both parties to agree to if it's on the streets or if it's at the track.
Okay, hold on, Von. Hold on 1 second, Von. Hey, Terrio, hold on 1 second, Von. That was not y'all going into where I was trying to go. If the difference, that's why I was trying. My initial statement was, you know, we were going to the racetrack in order to be safe, you know, that not have to worry about the certain things that go on the street. Okay,
that's
so
street.
What y'all just said,
exactly.
If in fact, and then Money made a point too. If you use the tree, that was my question. If you're using the tree for whatever reason that you're using it for, then you have to adhere to the tree. So I say that to say, like what Von just said, if you light off, I mean, of course, if I'm giving you the break and forget about the light or anything, if you light up all four bulbs, that means that you're ready, or your two bulbs. You know, once all four bulbs is lit, everybody is ready to go. So you're using the tree for that reason. Terrio said you use the tree to get, you know, the wind light, let's just say. You know, it cuts out all of the jumping and so forth and so on. So I say that to say if you're using the tree, then you got to use it for everything. So I just use that purely for an example. If, in fact, you get somebody to break and they don't leave, then do you lose? Because on the street, you don't. But we trying to make, you know, trying to use the track for what it is. Even with, like, crossing the center line, I use that, if y'all didn't hear me. I said the center line is not even close, remotely close to the other person on the other side. But if you cross it, you lose at the racetrack. But on the street, you wouldn't never lose because you're not obstructing the other person. So I was just using these as examples that the difference between the street and the track. So that was my reasoning. Y'all was hitting it on. It was hitting exactly what I was saying. If you use the tree, then you got to adhere to everything that goes along with the tree. If you don't, like Money said, we ain't got to use no tree. Get up there, send somebody to the end. That's a whole nother. You know, that's like, you know, that's just a whole nother thing that you're doing there, if that makes sense.
But see, the whole thing about it, though, Shannon, the whole thing about it is the both parties agreeing to whatever
Absolutely.
They're going to do. And that takes all the bullshit out. And once they agree to it, they got to stick by what they agreed to. And that's all, you know, used to do it is out the window.
Okay.
Because the way we used to do it is out the window. Because it's their world now. I mean, it's a whole new world now. Shit, the way it used to be, I ain't trying to change the subject. A motherfucker used to go to court and go in front of a judge. And now, the new world now, it's getting on the damn computer. That old way
yeah.
go now. It's a new world. So that's just
right.
like a drag racing now.
Right.
It's a new world to the way that we used to do it. If the older guys, like myself, is going to still play the game, you got to adapt to the new world. You know, we talk about how it used to be, but shit, it's all a new world now. So, hey, let
it's
go.
Y'all heard Gerald. Hey, Terrio, you heard Gerald.
I'm going to beat the shit out of Von anyway. Von ain't got to win, man.
But you heard what Gerald said.
Von ain't got to fucking win.
Hey, Von. But I don't remember Von, like, really street racing like that. But if, in fact.
Man, he a new jack.
If, in fact, I heard Mal say, yeah, well, you red light, the race is over with. But if both of y'all red light.
The race
huh?
just started. I said, both red light, the race just started.
Oh, man. But
if,
you know
if,
what, Gerald? In essence,
light,
I mean,
if,
it just, you know, the
race,
light
right?
keeps it fair. I'll just say that. The light keeps it fair. I'll just
you
use
know.
That.
That's what I'm trying to say, fam. Whoever red light first is the loser.
Right.
So if
right,
both people
right,
red light,
right.
it don't matter.
The first one
is the one that
lost. Hey, Terrio, but you don't remember me. Hold on. Terrio, you don't remember me street racing?
Yeah, man, and you tried it a little bit, but did you get your ass at the track?
I don't know what Big Sam was, but
fine.
I was definitely street racing.
Fine.
Listen, I didn't say that you was not street racing, Von. I just said I don't remember you like that. Street racing. I don't remember that.
Can I please have him for 1 minute, Sam? Sam,
okay.
Can you have him for 1 minute?
Okay.
Hey, Sam, let me have him for 1 minute. Von, get your punk ass at the track. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. It don't matter if you street race or track race.
Oh,
you can't win. You can't win.
We gonna race there.
Only thing you gotta do is get there. Okay, well, I'm waiting.
I told you, you know.
Remember, I'm waiting on you. You
okay.
told me to get behind the cockpit.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And I'm going to be there.
Right.
I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. Y'all can have the show back. I just
okay.
want Ron to know. He can't hide. He can't hide, man.
Oh, man.
He can't hide.
Man, you know, that's the last race Ron that had.
Camp 18, your mic is open.
I'm...
Unbelievable.
Bring back the drops.
Hello?
Bring back the drops.
Oh man, yeah, man, it wasn't nothing like it, but yeah, I mean, it is. Now that's old school for real. They, I mean, I don't
what's
know.
That?
Some people, I guess, they
what's
don't
that?
Like
what
it, but
said?
He said dry hops.
What's that?
And,
bring back the
dry
hops.
Yeah, I mean that's
no,
like
let's
that's old school for real.
Let's see him get him in the air.
Yeah, that.
But
it,
you know
it,
what? Hey, as we know better, we do better. That's all I'm gonna say on that. Man.
Yeah.
You know that back
yeah,
then we ain't
yeah.
know better. So, so I mean the dry hop was cool. We ain't know better, man. We didn't
oh,
know better.
Man.
So fuck it, we were stored it.
Oh my god.
But
goodness,
now that we know a little better, we're gonna do a little better. I just want fine ass.
Oh my goodness, agree.
That's all.
Unbelievable.
That's all.
Really, your mic is open.
Yeah. That's all.
Hello? 9569. That is really, I think. I know what it is.
I hit it by mistake, Sam.
Okay. Just mute your phone. Oh, you want me to mute you? I'll mute you if you ain't got nothing to say.
I'll mute it.
Okay, just mute it. Okay, anybody else? I appreciate y'all, man. I was just coming across me because, I mean, it's just like this, what do I want to say? You know, things happen and, you know, just getting some type of clarification. You know, sometimes you talk about it just to see where everybody else is at with it. You know what I'm saying? Just to see. You know, how you can help the situation or whatever, how it can be helpful. Let's just say that. I appreciate y'all
I don't
for
think it ain't no
indulging me.
Shannon?
Huh?
It's set, Shannon. The rules are set now. Like I said, it's a change.
Well, no,
way,
we ain't got
man.
No rules no more.
Progress.
It's purely stipulations, not Terrio. You know, it's just,
man,
it is. If you don't stip it, then it don't
bit.
Count.
You can make your rules.
For the most part.
You can make the rules if a motherfucker that they got to agree. Two parties got to
agree. Oh, absolutely.
But the main
Ain't
thing
no
we
question.
Know is, the main thing that we know of today is, drag racing of the day is at the track. Drag racing of the day is the tree going to start it. Because actually, the tree was a good thing to start. Because it stopped all the jumping
sure.
and shit. It stopped all the playing. The only thing and thing of it is just to know, once you go up there at the tree, you just got to be ready to race. I like the tree. Because, you know,
yeah.
like, hey.
Yeah, you definitely got
to
be ready.
Ready.
That's
all.
True.
You know, the tree is stopping all the bullshit. The tree is stopping all the shit we used to do as fun. I'm going to jump a motherfucker. I'm going to jump him. The tree just eliminated that. You got to jump the light. Well, you still can jump a motherfucker. But the tree is the trigger man. So, I mean, it's a good thing.
708.
The
bus
is a good thing. Everything they done did, everything they done did, Von, is a good thing. I mean, Shannon is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Shannon. Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
Whenever y'all change the subject or you run out, let me know so I want to come.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to give you the floor in a second, Tim House. Give me 1 second. Come on with it, K-Dawg.
I'm just listening, man.
Are you okay.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I'm listening to Terrio. He got the
hey,
flow, right?
Hey, Sam.
Man, Terry O ain't got the flow of shot. Man, I'm still at your ass, Juana, dog. I'm going to beat your ass, too, but.
You talk about, hey. You talk about the trick is what make this and that. Why you be begging then?
Oh. What do you mean begging? It was always though.
Always want,
a bit block always said, hold it.
You don't even
want
to drive.
A bit block.
You call me.
No,
you call me Shawana,
no.
Dog, all
hold
these
it.
Names, but you don't even want to drive against me no more.
Hold it. Why come I'm not? Why come I'm not? Who has said that?
That's what
did
I heard.
You hear that lie?
That's what I heard.
Didn't you just hear, me say I'm going to fuck Vaughn up? I'm going to fuck you up too, man. It ain't no thing. I'm going
to
fuck Vaughn up
me,
and then I'm going
to
fuck you
me.
Up, man. It ain't no problem.
Listen,
I'm going to drive against you, man.
Okay, that's what
I'm
going to
drive against you, man.
Like that. But we ain't going
into
the
I'm going to fuck up.
We ain't going
to fuck Vaughn up and then I'm going to fuck you up.
How you going to fuck
okay.
him up? You said you wanted me to fuck. You weren't even talking about Vaughn at first.
Yes, I
now you talking
about
Vaughn. You already
Vaughn,
know the man.
No,
you
no,
already know we
no,
we had wrecked the car.
Hold it.
Don't
Vaughn
worry about that. Let's talk about me and you.
No,
let's talk about me and you.
Understand
this. Let's talk about me and you.
I had laid back for a minute.
And man, I'll call
Vaughn
y'all back.
Vaughn had invited me
back.
Vaughn, thank you, man. Are you drinking again, man? Stop that shit. Damn.
No. I'm thinking, but I'm not drinking. Hey, don't worry about
but
what
listen,
I'm doing.
Cause
you don't even
Shawana
drink
dog.
And be having problems.
Vaughn that brought me. I don't drink at all, but Shawana dog.
But you still be
Vaughn
having
brought
problems.
Me back into the quad.
So what are you
no.
saying?
Vaughn,
we all live in
Vaughn
this world.
That brought me back into
no,
Vaughn, listen, Vaughn
about,
brought me
about
back
drinking,
into the cockpit.
Since you brought it up.
Right,
let's talk
no,
about
no, Vaughn brought
up,
me
bro.
Into the cockpit, man.
Which one you going to
talk
about?
Vaughn brought me back into driving.
Man,
okay,
I'm gone, man.
Shawana dog. Thank you, man. Damn. I'm trying to be a new humble guy, man. God damn. Hell, you
oh,
missed me
man.
Calling you Shawana dog. I know what's
hey,
the matter.
Hey, Sam.
I know
yeah.
what's the matter. He missed me calling
yeah.
him
how
Shawana
many dog. Old school rules are still in effect in this new era?
You know,
damn.
I don't know. I really
don't
know.
Think it's not
true.
You got the break, but then somebody steals the break, and you had the break.
That used to be. You had. I mean, you chased them. I mean, two cars move. It was
yeah,
a race. That used
race.
To be, but that's not. Yeah, that's no more. That's,
how many
that, that
rules
doesn't.
Are still a set?
Yes, it is, though. Yes, it is, Shannon.
No, it's not.
No. Shannon. Yes, it is. If two parties agree. The last time I ran, man.
Now, you keep saying, see, Terrio.
Hey, Terrio.
We don't have to say if two yes. parties agree. We already understand that. That's not the question. His question was that. It was you didn't have to say that. It was already understood. You didn't certain things you didn't even have to say.
Yeah,
you didn't have to say
because
that.
Because there it was no other way. Because it was never known to be another way. It
but
was
now
it,
it's just it, like he
Apple
said, what are the you know, it's
now
different.
You got,
it's,
now you got another right. Now you got another way into it. At first, if that's how you ate was hot dogs with no cheese, you just knew, hey man, give me a hot dog. But now you know you can put cheese on it. You say, man, hey, man, I want cheese on that hot dog. So it's just the same way it works. Now
but it's messed
you
up.
Got
not
it
even New Jack
want
chili and cheese.
Oh, man.
Right. That's what I mean.
It's just different.
I mean, hey, now hold it. It's different, but now you come say, hey, man, if two guys move, it's a race. A motherfucker said, no, we're going to. Hey, did you leave before the flashlight, man? Did you lose? Oh, no, I don't want none of that. That didn't kill that race because you didn't agree. So, I mean,
well,
you get some people
that let's just
will
say,
agree
you know
to
what,
some of the
to,
depending on how bad
Steve,
you want to beat somebody ass.
To answer you,
that?
Steve, it's different. It's not the same anymore because we're not racing, well, on the street anymore. I mean, that you know, they're
no,
still racing
no,
on the street, but the race, the
and
is
the street
different.
Racing right now, the racing they're doing on the street, they trying to animate what's on TV. Like, let's go to the tape. And see what the tape
there you
said.
Go.
They would have taped back in the
there
day,
you
man.
Go.
Whoever said
them.
What it was,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Mine is.
You ain't lying. There you go.
Yeah,
so
I mean that's that evolution of what it is. But I mean I was just making example of from the street to the racetrack, you know, how we coincide with how we was racing on the street to how we racing at the track. So, you know,
well,
I appreciate y'all.
That was like early in the year when Preacher Boy and Mr. B was on the west side doing the jump game. And it was a new jack, like, hey, how can nobody flag? And I said, this is an old man game right here. You don't know nothing about this here. This is how
right.
we used to
oh,
do
it. Oh, right. Absolutely.
On the west
absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely.
That was it. And
absolutely.
That was
absolutely.
Watching
it.
Them two small, them cars right there.
I'll never forget that night. I promise. You talking about Easy
night.
Money, White Castle. Yeah, I know, because it was back to back to back. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
yeah that was
you
old
see,
school
but that's
racing.
The way it was.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
But yeah, that was. But you had two parties that wanted to do that. That's the whole thing. It still could be that way. There's got to be two parties that's willing to do that.
And sugar.
The one at the new school way. New school way.
You have an old school.
Oh,
the
man.
School way. The new school way is really better though, because that you're gonna get a start. It ain't like, hey man, both of y'all ready? Let's get this shit over with. So I mean, it's pretty cool though, the new school way. That's all.
Oh,
nah.
It's just that
okay.
we had a choice. We didn't have a choice.
And then it was more
that's
new
all.
School than Sam's Race standing on the sideline that had cars there.
Oh, man.
They were standing in the record.
Okay, anybody else before I let Tim House have his flow? What else y'all got? Anybody else want to add? Thank you, Brother Mouse, Preacher Boy, Sensei, Terrio, Kid, Big Money, Brother Gerald. Anybody else before I open it up to Tim? All right, Tim House, come on with it.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Okay, I want all your guys on the phone. You said Money and Preacher Boy and all them and Terrio and all the rest of the group. I want them to answer my question for me. I'm gonna use this I want to see what do you think about a human being like this, and in the grudge racing world. Me and Terrio are good friends, supposedly, and Terrio get down on his luck, okay? And maybe he's almost to the point of being homeless. You call me and you ask me, hey, my brother, hey, Brother Tim, can you help me out with $100? I'm in a hotel or something. I can get somewhere to take a bath and a shower and get a good night's sleep. You know, would you be able to help me? And I'm financially able to do it. And then I do it, give the man the money, and then I call you, Big Sham, and say, you know what I did, Big Sham? What's that, man? I gave Terrio $100, but he need to go live in the hotel. And I just wanted to ask my brothers, out of the grudge racing world, out of all of us, if it was Preacher Boy or was Tim House or it was Big Sham or was Brud D or was it Chuck or whoever it may be, and we get in a situation, we always racing and we love racing, but I can't right now. Maybe my job ain't worth nothing or I don't even have a job. And I come to you and I ask you, can you spare $100 and so I can get me a room and have a good night's sleep and take a bath? What do you guys think about a man that go and tell Big Sham that I gave Terrio $100 because he ain't got nowhere to stay. He need to go wash his behind. And I did that, and now the man is living in a hotel. Tell me, what kind of human being do you think that is?
On my end,
first?
It could go either way.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I'll let you go first.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll go behind you.
Okay, in my world, that's a two-way street, Tim Howard. Maybe you might be telling somebody else because you might figure they may help me out too. Or you could be doing it as a showing that you want clout for doing something, for helping me out. To me, that's a two-way street, depending on where the person's heart is coming from. You never know. If a person tell you, yeah, that brother Terrio was down, man, he fucked up, I went on and helped him out and gave him $100. And then maybe I might say, well, damn, man, I ain't know what was fucked up, man. Damn, man. If you talk to him again, tell him, man, I got $50 from him. Maybe that you're doing it to give me some help because my pride wouldn't go that far. Or you might doing it to say, man, that motherfucker ain't shit, man. Motherfucker used to have all that, and now that motherfucker has, I mean, it could be either or.
Terrio, you're missing the point. A lot of motherfuckers trying to make a person the butt of the joke because they borrow money from you and they want to feel like you needed them and want to talk about you when they do that. That's what the hell it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you never know.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people on this phone. There's a lot of people on this phone that helped me out and ain't said a word about it. And I'm thankful for it because when I needed them, I called them and they came through. They didn't brag about it. They didn't say nothing about it. You understand? So people that want to talk about it and brag about it and what you did, they just want to make you the butt of the joke like you ain't shit and have something to stand on your neck about.
Two-way street. Yeah, I go
along
with
that.
Hey, Tim Howe. Two-way street.
Hey,
yeah,
Tim
Howe. I'm just asking everybody's opinion.
Tim Howe. That's a dirty, low-down-ass nigga. Yeah,
right.
He's gonna loan you something, and then gonna turn around and put your business out there. My thing is this, and this is just me. If I ask you for something, or you ask me for something, I'm gonna give it to you. I ain't giving it to you to tell everybody. And if you got to tell somebody, if you got to tell everybody you helped me, I'd rather you not help me. I'd rather we stay on the same accord. Don't help me. Keep it, because that'll fuck
keep
up a
it.
Friendship. If preacher boy say, hey, money, loan me $100.
It wasn't no never friendship. It wasn't no friendship if they told somebody.
Right. If preacher boy say,
no
money,
friendship.
Loan me $100, and I got it to give to him, that ain't sham business that I gave preacher boy $100.
Exactly.
If preacher boy don't say, money gave me $100, then ain't nobody going to hear from money that I gave him $100.
Exactly.
Where I come from, the hood that I'm at, where I growed up, that's called bitch nigga
shit.
That'll
get you beat up.
That's
right.
Bitch nigga shit.
That'll get you beat the fuck up.
Yeah. If I do something for you, I did it for you. And I ain't doing it to get a pat on the back, and I ain't doing it because I want to degrade you.
Right.
I'm doing
it
because I got respect. I got a respect for you.
You did it out of heart.
Right. I got respect for you. If I see you down and out, I'm going to reach for you. If I ain't going to reach for you, then I'm just going to tell you I ain't got it. But that ain't no reason for me to go around and broadcast. Yeah, that motherfucker Tim Howe talking about he got a good government
job. And if
job,
you ain't got
I had
it,
to get
it
ain't
that nigga
$100.
Go out and tell a motherfucker he asked you. And listen,
exactly.
If you ain't got it and don't give it to him, ain't your right to go around and tell him he asked you for shit.
Right. Now, if I ain't got it and I think you need it, I might go to Gerald and say, hey, Gerald, loan me $100. Gerald ain't going to know what I did it for. It's going to be on the strength that he know me, and he loaned me $100. So I loaned it to you. Now, it's my responsibility to pay Gerald back. Gerald ain't going to never know you the $100 was for Tim Howe.
Right. Tim Howe, you got to understand, you hanging around a lot of rotten-ass people in this circle we in. You got to know your personnel before you start asking for shit or fucking with them. You got to have a different relationship with different people. Certain people are assholes and bitches. That's the relationship you have with them. Some people are friends and they there for you. That's the relationship you have with them. You can't just go and put your hand in shit and don't know it's shit.
Some motherfucker will give you something that's to hold it over your head.
And the way I looked at it, if I came to Preacher Boy, obviously I know he has it or he might be able to get it for me. I didn't go to money. I didn't go to Big Champ. I came to you because I thought I could trust you.
It ain't for me to
you.
Tell about it.
Right.
It ain't
and
for
I
him
to
tell
you,
me
and
about
I come
about
to you, Preacher Boy, and I ask you, could you, you know, hook me up because, and you know, if I'm trying to work and I just can't get the hours, or it ain't paying me very much. But I need it to survive.
Hey, Tim, it don't matter what you needed it for. It don't matter what you needed it for. Out of the strength
you
could have
just borrowed it.
And I gave it to you.
Needed
you
could
have been going to buy some
pussy.
That ain't my business. If I respect you enough to loan it to you, I don't care what you do with it.
Say it again. That's the problem. You didn't have to tell me no explanation. You asked me for it. So on the strength of you asking me for it, I supposed to be like, yes, I got it. No, I ain't got it. Nothing else needs to be said. Like I said, I got a relationship with a lot of people on this phone that I have done that with that ain't open their mouth about. I'm saying it.
And it ain't their business. If they don't say nothing about
it, again.
I ain't going to say nothing about it.
Where's Sham at? Where's Sham at?
My business ain't everybody's business.
Exactly.
I'm right here, bro,
right.
Tim. You ain't have to tell everybody I called you and asked you for $100. You ain't have to do all that, bro, Tim.
Oh, man.
You ain't have to tell everybody I asked you for $100.
Hey, Tim, you didn't have to say your clipper broke.
That's it. He didn't have to tell all my business on the show that I called you and asked you for $100.
No.
You have to do that.
I always have respected you as being a level-headed guy, Jam. What do you think? Because I know you can look at it like Terrio brought up two different scenarios, you know.
I consider to be an asshole.
Oh, Lord.
The scenario
Terrio messed up on is this. If Terrio were going to get some for me, he could have borrowed it himself and gave it to me. He didn't have to tell nobody the next person needed it. You understand?
Yeah.
He could have kept the person out of it and just got it.
Okay, go ahead.
For me, Brother Tim, I'll just say this. The way you explained it, it didn't sound right, but see, it may not. It's always two sides of something. You know, sometimes people, they will go, you know, because it's coming from you, they will instantly take your side, or they will say, you know, they'll be in agreement with you because of how you explained the situation when you didn't get both sides of the situation. You got to get both sides. Before you make a conscious decision on, you know, how it really went down. You know what I mean? So, for me, it ain't just, I agree with, the way you explained it, I mean, you, first and foremost, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but you just don't go around asking nobody for no money. I mean, even in your situation, I ain't talking about having pride, but I heard somebody say, you know, you have to know your personnel. I mean, it's certain, you know, just because you can go ask somebody, that don't mean you supposed to ask them. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. You know, I just it would be a for real selection on who I ask.
You're supposed to be able to come to a person, but you don't know. That's when you got to understand everybody's not your friend.
Right.
Everybody around you is not your friend. You understand? And 9 out of 10, the first thing a person's supposed to do is do their best to try to get what they need on their own. When your back is against the wall and you know you can't go no farther, then you go to a friend. And if a friend can't help you, you know, y'all look for different options. Well, I'll put it this way. I was not privileged to be there when the question was asked.
Somebody got they line all the way open. If you can mute your phone, it would be so much, it would be so helpful.
Hey.
Do I have to look for it? I mean, do you got people on your line?
Hold on, I'm trying to hear you.
I'm gonna just go through all of them.
Go ahead,
Money. You can talk while I'm looking.
Hey, Tim Howe. My father always said it's two types of people in this world. It's friends, and then it's motherfuckers you know.
There it is. Okay, thank you. They did it on their own.
It's friends, and then
okay,
it's motherfuckers you know.
This.
Now, if you
this.
Borrow
yes,
from a friend, he ain't going to put your business out in the street. But if you just trying to ask for a hundred from a motherfucker you know, he don't give a fuck about you. He ain't got no allegiance to you. He ain't got no respect for you. That's a bitch-ass nigga. And
dog.
He ain't going to wait.
He gonna dog.
He ain't going to wait until you walk away. He might not even wait till you walk away to turn around to the next motherfucker and say, man, you believe this motherfucker just came and asked me for $100? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
But,
well, I didn't ask for no money.
I wasn't privileged to hear that part of the conversation, but I have heard the man come on and say, I am virtually homeless, you know, and I'm trying to make it, and I'm trying to do the best I can. I have, even to the point of sleeping in my car, I'm doing the best I can. And then you hear a conversation that you heard of that the person asked someone for $100 to help them with a hotel or something, room, so that they can get a good night's sleep and wash their behind. And then you hear the person say that, oh, I gave them $100 and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. And I just thought, in my own personal opinion, from what I've heard before, the person is genuine. He said, I'm almost homeless. Why would you throw the man's business out there like that? And you know, and I can understand maybe you did it to say, well, he might give me my $100 back, or like Terry will say, well, you know, you just trying to, it can go both ways. But to me, I just felt like, you know, that's something. If you didn't want to give it to him, don't give it to him. But if you're going to give it to him and boast and brag about it, or put the person down or make them the butt of the joke, I just thought that was so cruel. I don't even think that's humane, man. I just think that's, I don't know. I know I'm a kind of a mush bag, and I don't see things the right way, but I just felt that, you know, I don't think I would ever told anything like that to anybody, because, you know, I think that's, you know, cruel to just do person like that, man. You know the person is down and out. You know the person makes a lot of mistakes in their life, but, you know, they come to you out of all the people and ask for something like
hey,
that.
Hey, Tim Out, let me tell you something. Check this out, Tim Out. Kid is on his phone, too. I helped a guy named Pumpkin, and I don't take credit for what I did, but that man is doing great to date. But if it wasn't for me, he might have not been here. Am I right, kid?
You're right.
He hadn't got sick and was about to die and everything. I was there for him through thick and thin and made sure he's fine. Now the man got me back with his wife. He got a house. He's doing excellent.
Oh, shit. Because I was there and put my hand out. Well, I mean, I don't know all of the story, but, you know, I like Sham say, and I've done it also, you know, I want to hear both sides of the story. But in this case, when I look at it that way, and I've heard the person come out and say, hey, man, I'm virtually homeless, and then I hear that kind of stuff. Well, you know, I gave them this amount of money, and you know, it's like you brag and you want everybody to know. And I just thought that was pretty cruel, man. I thought that was pretty cruel.
It is. It's a seven-letter word for that, Tim House, and it's spelled asshole.
Dang. I agree with you wholeheartedly, you know. And just to know the other person's character, I agree. I just put it right out there. I agree with you, you know. I don't even want to give a person the benefit of the doubt. And I mean, you all, like Sham said, you're supposed to get both sides, but I don't even want to give the person the benefit of the doubt.
Like I said, you always got to know your personnel. That's the number one thing in life. Always know your personnel before you fuck with anybody.
A
motherfucker will take you somewhere and leave you. Hey, a motherfucker will take you somewhere and leave you, and they think it's a joke. Take you way out your way and leave you and laugh about it. Tell them, motherfucker, I left you. You know
what
your personality before you fuck with anybody.
What was that, a Fisher Price or a Visa?
Wow. Yeah, I just thought I'd bring that to the panel because I just couldn't believe it. And then I did believe it. And I like I said, I know my heart supposed to always be forgiving, but I didn't even want to give a person the benefit of the doubt. I just thought they were a piece of crap. I thought that was bold. I thought it was bogus. I thought that they were being puffed up in themselves. I thought that they were making the man a butt of the joke. And if you come to me and I tell you, man, I'm sleeping in my car or I'm trying to make it, and from day to day, I just thought that was cruel. I just thought it was mean. I thought it was nasty. And they say grudge racing, you ain't got no friends. Grudge racing is rough and tough, and you got to put thick skin on. But I just thought that even in grudge racing, don't we draw the line somewhere? Don't you draw the line somewhere?
Hey, Bro Tim. Bro Tim.
Hell no.
What this got to do with grudge racing, though? Is it because the people who they grudge races? Or, I mean,
yeah,
what this got to do with grudge racing?
Well, if we all grudge racers and we all supposed to be like a big family and we race each other, I race you, Sham, I race
Preacher
Boy and all
I'm
that.
I'm saying, so
but
the people
go,
that's involved that you're talking about, they grudge racers. They're in this
they
group.
They all grudge racers.
Okay, that's what I was trying
to say.
Oh, okay.
Man. I got a good idea where it came from.
Put a name on it, Tim. Put a name on it, Tim. Put a name on it.
Oh, Lord.
Me and Sham agree that if you don't have both sides of the story, I don't want to do that, but I really want to put them on blast.
This is true because you can't put them. No, you got to have both sides. There's too much of that going
right.
on in the first place. When you don't have both sides, then no.
That's what I said. I want to put them on blast. But I'm willing to wait and try to get both sides of the story. But
right.
The story seems right, you know.
What state they from?
Just,
hey, Tim, what state they from? What state
I
they from?
I got a good idea.
Hey, Gazillionaire, would you be quiet?
well, listen,
man.
Thank you, man.
Akil,
Tim, let me
your mic
you
is open, Akil. Hold on, Preacher Boy.
I just wanted to hear y'all opinion.
Yeah, what's going on, Sam?
What's happening? What's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Bro Lee, your
name,
mic is over too.
It don't make you
they,
no better than them.
Right.
What kind of truck? What
no
kind of truck do they drive? What kind of truck do they drive?
Oh man.
Hey,
from
the trailer. Didn't you hear me tell Danny to be quiet?
From
I ain't hear that.
Tim out.
What are you on here doing?
Uh-huh. Need you say
I'm
it.
I'm trying to hear what
are you on here talking about, Tim? How somebody got put out the house or something?
No, I just asked if watch this, Kimo. If you got put out your house and you come to me, Tim House, and ask for a couple of dollars so you can get a good night's sleep, take a bath, go to the hotel or somewhere, a little motel, take a shower.
Oh my God!
Hey, Tim out. If I know your background, you got a decent background.
Man.
Then I give you some money.
That's not funny. I was laughing at whoever said that.
But if you a piece of shit, I ain't gonna give you dime.
Hey,
but
I've been asking for a pie for a minute. I ain't got it yet. I don't know.
Oh, man. Otherwise, you get a pie. You got to get them shirts up. Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord. Jeremiah, your mic is open. Come on with it.
What are you talking about, man? You put a bold disclaimer out there, and you ain't told nobody what you talking about or who you talking about. I mean, what the hell are you talking about, Jeremiah?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You didn't hear it. I did tell them exactly what I was talking about. I just didn't put no names and cities and states and all that.
What was you talking about then?
I asked the question to you. Same question I asked
Man, we can't hear y'all. If y'all got these people on y'all mic, y'all need to mute y'all phones because I can't hear nothing. I'll mute y'all and then ain't nobody going to be able to talk.
That's a kill old dry ass phone.
Hold on, let me see.
It got to be the same person.
Hold on. I'm going to get it. Wait.
Hey, Sam.
Wait a minute.
Don't worry about, hey, Sam, you mute out, Mike.
No, it's not them.
Kid.
Hold on.
That's a kill.
Wait one second. I'm going to find it. It ain't a kill.
Hey, when you find it, hey, when you find it, hang their ass up. Don't mute
it's
them.
It's not
Mike.
Jeremiah.
Hang them up.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Lord have mercy.
It's Dan Leo.
Don't worry about what we're going to do. Won't let you hear the show. Shit, I'm already just showing all that. And I'm already putting eggs and crazy
hey, Sam,
ass questions.
Hey, Sam, if you mute out, Mike, I can get back in.
Somebody outside, man, in the road, man. You're hitting the road noise. Oh, you run off the road.
Jeremiah.
Oh, man.
Mute your phone, Jeremiah.
Hey Sam, I thought you was getting ready to mute out, Mike, because I would say, I can get back on. I can unmute the mic immediately.
Well, let me tell Chemo. Is Chemo still there?
We're on
here.
Hey,
Leon.
I'm here. Come on,
Leon.
Let me ask you the same question.
You know, Sam, mute out mics. You know we can get back on, Leon. You know that, right?
I'm going to mess the show up. I'm going to hit that button and mess the show up.
You know, we got that Fisher Price laptop. You know, we can get right back in.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Chemo, what was it? Chemo.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Tim Miles, would you tell who it is, Tim Miles? You want to tell it.
No, who it is. I'm trying to get both sides of the story, but I don't have it all. But if me and Chemo cool. And Chemo get down.
It's right on his tongue. He's ready to roll it off.
Let me tell you something.
Come on with it.
Hey, Danny, that means talking like a rollback. Because you told it once already, you're talking like a rollback.
Right, because I'm trying to keep Chemo come on and going crazy. Chemo, so if we cool, you get down on your luck, and then all of a sudden, you come to me and ask me for some money to help you so you can get a good night's sleep and take a shower or whatever you need to do. And then I go and I tell Big Sham what's going on. What kind of person do you think that is? You know, if you go and I come to you in confidence and ask you to help me, and then you go and tell Big Sham everything and they get all out, everybody know about it. Now, what do you think about it?
Hurry up, tell it to
people.
Hurry up, answer.
That shouldn't have been done, but I know a person that did that, but so you saying, Tim, the person that gave him the money shouldn't have said nothing about it? I have to agree with you.
Chemo, stop on that evening and answer the question.
I just told you.
The man shouldn't have told what was going on, but what did that have to do with drag racing, man?
Here we go. It's a very simple thing.
All right, get his ass, Chemo.
If you both are grudge racers, and I come to you, you know me as a grudge racer, and then all of a sudden I come to you. We're supposed to be a big family. And then all of a sudden I come to you, and the next thing I know, all my business is already all out in the street. And all I did is come to you.
I mean watermelon. It's good.
Look at it like this. I'm at the track and I'm thirsty and I want something to drink. And then I go to Leon trailer and get one of them little bitty ass pops. I ain't got to go and tell everybody I got that little ass pop.
Hey, money. Hey, cuz, you didn't have to say that about Leon Pop,
right.
Cuz. You didn't have
right.
to do all that, cuz. You didn't have to
right.
do that.
Well,
you just said you just said you went to Leon Pop.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. If I got to come to
hey,
you,
hey,
I'm coming to you.
I'm going to ask you a question. If you go way to Hawaii, are you go way to Hawaii and buy you one of them little ass pots over there in Hawaii? I see the song go away. We're way across the water to buy a little ass pot.
Come put a name on it, Leon. Put a name
on it. Come out. Let me ask you this. Come out.
Hey, his name Moses.
Yep,
I mean
Moses.
That. Dude, put it on Facebook.
I mean, Leon's over here.
Hey, come out.
I'm
just using this as an example because I'm not putting nobody on blast. No city, no state, no situation.
You already done put it out.
I asked the question. What do they think about that? And they answered. Everybody answered. Then you came in late, and I gave you the respect and told you what
you
was going on.
You shouldn't have asked him, Tim.
I mean, that shit happened over a year ago, and you, you're just messy, Tim. I can't believe you that fucking messy.
I asked a question.
Lord have mercy.
And I asked the panel, what did they think about that? I didn't mention nobody's name. But if
right.
you want to bring
that,
up the subject,
hold on.
You want to bring
is
up
that
the subject,
topic
then I got no problem talking about it.
Hey, is that the topic
hey,
of this
hey,
show?
Leon. So it's true what the folks always say, a hit dog a holler.
Kimo, that stuff happened a year ago?
Man, that's it. Been happening, man. And Tim House on the show with Tim House, man.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, Leon, if you want to be fair. If it happened, if that's what we're talking about, and it happened a year ago, why is it brought up again? Why was it brought up again?
Because you brought it up.
Hold on.
You say I brought it up. If I didn't know nothing about it and it was brought up and they were talking about
Let me say this to my... Bill Will ain't even been on the show, man. Y'all called me.
I never mentioned nobody's state, no city, no nothing. I heard about a situation that happened, and I brought it, and I thought it was pretty bogus. And I asked, what do you think about a situation like that? And me and Sham and all of us, we came to an agreement that if we don't hear both sides of the story, I didn't say it happened a year ago. I didn't say nothing. I heard about it today, and I asked the question.
If you keep your shit together, you ain't got to go ask nobody for a quarter. Man, you young, you're working, and you're everybody. You shouldn't motherfucker be getting put out. You ain't lost no job or nothing.
Not
so
the 31 year old.
Oh, shit.
Lord, help me.
Okay.
Before you try to make another motherfucker look bad, let them know that an able-bodied ass nigga had to go and ask a motherfucker for some money, man.
That's why.
Oh, man.
I may have to ask Sham to mute your mic so I can tell you something because you won't even listen. Okay, now listen. I never mentioned anybody's name. I didn't mention any state, city. I didn't mention anything except for is that right? And even if it did, now watch this. Even if it was Bub and Lil Will, you think that Lil Will got the right to go tell? If he gonna give the money, give it. If you ain't gonna give it, don't give it. But don't get on there and tell and brag and tell everybody.
Now let me tell you something. Bub should have kept.
Well, if he wants to tell, you can't stop a man from telling something.
Hey, Bub should have kept his shit in order. Bub should have kept his shit in order where he ain't had to go ask Lil Will. And once you come and ask a motherfucker, that's you. That's Will's business. He can put it out if he wants to.
Why would you know that?
You got to point that now.
He ain't got no point, Leon. If I come up and I lend you some money, Leon, you think I'm supposed to go tell everybody I did it?
If you do it, I mean, ain't nothing I can do about it. But there's nothing I can do about it.
But that don't make it right. It don't matter. You can't do nothing about it, but does it make it right?
Motherfucker need to keep his shit in order where he ain't got to ask nobody for shit.
And if it happened a year ago, Little Will, I mean, Chemo, why is it brought up today and I found out about it?
Oh, man.
Hello. Hello.
That's the Thursday morning.
Let me tell you why. Because a bunch of grown motherfuckers sitting on the phone talking. Like crackling ass hens, man. You called me earlier. I told y'all I'd call you back. But somehow you was on the phone all day, and you had nothing to do but think of something, and you brought that up. Some crackling-ass motherfucking ears, man.
Hold on, Chemo.
Lord
Chemo.
Have mercy.
If I don't know nothing about it, I didn't know anything about it, I can care less. But when I found out the person told, I thought that was pretty bogus, man. I thought that was pretty bogus.
Say that raggedy wagon is empty, and it's making a lot of noise.
I know you got a lot to do, man. I know you got more to do than sit on the phone all day.
I was cutting grass today all the way until it rained, and then I find out that, and I just couldn't believe that someone would do that. I thought it was bogus.
But let me let you know what you just did. And what Chemo just said. Now, what happens if somebody called them people and say Tim House came on Thursday night show, Chicago show, and brought up what Liv Will and Burr and them did a year ago, and didn't nobody know he
wrong.
Just brought it out of the
Let
blue.
Let me tell you what you should do.
No, I'm saying, what you going to do if they say that?
But if you listen just like he do, you made the statement. Let me tell you what. I never said anything. He said Little Will and him. I never said it. They asked me, you told me. Tim House, put the name out there. I told you no. I'm not going to put no cities, no nothing.
In the first place.
I just asked the question, if someone do something for you, do you think it's right for them to go tell everybody what you did for me?
Right. Well, Tim, we know that's not right, but I wouldn't bring it up.
Chemo said, I didn't say nothing.
No, but you open that door. I'm still opening the door because I thought it was wrong. So by you being coming on this show, voicing it to the show, you think these people care about that?
It happened. Right. I heard that it happened out in the open like that. So what's the difference?
Right, but I didn't know nothing about it. I'm just saying.
It's out there in the city, man. It's out there in the open. It's public information.
No, but I never said no name.
I gave no cities, no state. I didn't give a whole lot of information. I just said that if a person do something for you like that and they give you something, some money, and you go out because you are darn near homeless, you need some help.
If you
want
them little ass peppy.
And then,
man,
I didn't say that.
Tim Howard, but I can't believe you. Hey, man, I can't believe you, dog.
Because you know why? Let me tell you why. Because I told them and I told Big Sham, I feel some kind of way about it because I think that's bogus and I think it's downright. But I had to wait to get all the information on both sides of the story. But I felt some kind of way, and I asked other people on the phone, how do they feel about it? And you know, and Preacher Boy said people did things for him and helped him out when he was down, and nobody going back and told it. I'm just asking a question. Why would you make somebody the butt of the joke when they're already down? Who cares?
Tim
Allen, why would
you
do that?
You should have did. You should ask the person who did that, because the people over here came after, because we really don't. Some of these people probably don't even care about what went on.
You didn't know where it came from. You didn't know what city, what state. You didn't even know a whole lot of information.
Everybody knows about that shit, man. You didn't have nothing else to talk about, man. Let me put it another way.
If a person, hold on, buddy, I think by being a drag show,
we more worried about who's going to race and then who's going to give somebody $100. Who gives a fuck who did what? I wouldn't even bought that shit up. That's your fault.
That's what
they
you
bringing this subject
you
up.
Right.
We was having a talk about drag racing, and you brought up some pity patty cratty shit about somebody giving somebody $100. Who gives a fuck?
Right. Okay, now watch this.
And you can close your subject up right now.
Hold on.
That's some
wait
Detroit
minute,
shit.
Let me show you stuff.
Chicago shit don't go down
you
like
did,
that.
You
that's
did,
some Milan
wait, let me,
and
let me
Martin
show you
shit.
You
no,
did not
shut
know
the door.
Where it came from.
Shut the door.
But I didn't
turn your lawnmower
no.
off and go in the garage.
Whatever you guys
oh,
say,
man,
I still
oh,
say I'm gonna voice my opinion on the show because it was giving me the opportunity. I think it's bogus. I think it's wrong. You
okay,
care,
you think it's
I
wrong.
Do.
You think it's okay, then that's your emotionals. I think
now
it's wrong
this.
They took off the comedy show.
If
I ain't gonna bring it up.
I'm gonna just use an example. If somebody welts on a bet with you and then
oh,
give
man,
you
not,
your
not
money
the comedy
and it's $100, who cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
Right.
That,
so,
hey Tim, that's different. And this is Thursday night tune up. Who doing the tune up
well,
tonight?
All I did say, and I'm still saying, I never said a word. Chemo came on and you and if I
No, you ain't gonna say Chemo ain't said shit. You had a whole conversation.
You had the whole
I never said a word.
And he drank, somebody drank.
I still ain't changed my mind. I still think it's bogus.
Well,
I think that's a piece of
somehow,
milk if it come out that way.
Maybe he should have came and asked you. He shouldn't have asked Will.
No, what I'm
yeah.
saying is, man, if it brought up
not
today,
little
if
Will
it brought up today, and it was a year ago, and I just heard about
well,
it.
That let me know you ain't had nothing to do. You was down there gossiping like a hen. You know, you was crackling ass, man.
Come on,
well,
Chemo.
Guess what? I you know what? I'm going to show you something else. And everybody laughing. If you a friend to somebody like that,
ain't
I
no
really
he ain't
no
goddamn
no
friend,
man.
He ain't no friend, okay? So let that
I didn't
be.
I say
that
my
be.
Friend. I said
hold on,
you.
Hold on. Let's
you.
Change the subject. Let's say, hey, Money, how was Dubai?
Oh, man.
It was nice as fuck. It was nice as hell.
Hey,
and if I knew the language and knew how to read it, I'd have lived over there.
Well, how was the drink? How was
the
drink, Money?
And get off
your
show. Everybody, when I first brought it up, everybody on here gave their opinion and what they thought or how they felt.
Okay.
But then Kimo came
out. They changed the subject. Money, did you have the camera, bro?
I wouldn't give a damn if their grandmama changed the subject. I'm talking about what I'm talking about.
Hey, Tim House, check this out. Check this out.
The
only thing I can say is this. Yeah, I did, Daddy. I wrote one. The only thing I can say is this, Tim House. You feel the way you feel. And if you think that was bogus or what he did, then that just lets you know not to fuck with him on that level. That's all
exactly.
right, man.
Not to
leave him alone
exactly.
on that level.
Exactly.
Like I told you, in the beginning, if I ask you for $100 and you got to tell everybody you gave it to me, don't give it to me. Because I'm asking
hey,
you, if I wanted the world to
know,
I'd put it on, in the newspaper.
Certain people do certain things, and that's one thing that you shouldn't. He shouldn't have asked. It came out, but Tim Hines, you had a whole audience. You wanted to get something going. Man. You just fucking
wait a minute. I cannot believe that all these guys on the phone. No, I didn't say anything about who it was and where it came from.
You know what?
Hey,
man, everybody out here knew what you was talking about. Leon and all of them know what you was talking about, man.
But Leon moved.
Hey, Money, did you ride them
buses? I don't care less
fans?
About it. It ain't nothing to me. It ain't nothing. I mean, so I mean, what's nothing to talk
I'm trying
about
to ask
to me?
Money, did he ride them buggies across the fan with the
oh,
turbo?
Oh, man, that
hey,
was
some
hurting right now, man.
Not the young Money bug.
No.
Money.
Tim House, some things, just let it go. Whatever happens, it happens.
Yeah,
it ain't you,
means...
don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Hey.
That's crazy.
Shut up, Tim.
Lord,
stupid
when he drug him down the quarter mile at the same bus.
Hey, Money.
Drug
Rob
down the alley.
Oh, man.
Money. Hey, Money.
Let's talk about that.
Where's Monolito at? I'm trying to ask Monolito how was Dubai over there.
Man,
he,
Danny. Hey, Danny, he over there drinking one of them short-ass pops. That was your one. That's why you're here. I'm up over there drinking on them short ass pop. It's going to be okay, Chemo. It'll blow.
Oh, no. I ain't worried about that shit, man. I'm listening to my music. I'm over in Martin Grove, Illinois. Morton Grove,
man.
What's the weather looking like for this weekend? What's the weather looking like for this weekend? Rain.
Little rain, bad chance of drag racing.
Hey.
Not a bad chance for drag racing.
Yeah, man.
Radio down.
Yeah, man. Hey, a little rain with a bad chance of drag racing.
Yeah. Down here in Texas.
I need to be in the club.
Hustling it is. Well, Houston, Dallas. Dallas. Oh, okay.
I'm in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I never left Houston. I'm in Dallas.
Okay. Look on the floor. Under the rug, like, you'll see a big red box. Just push down on it.
Oh, man. You can hit 35 and go north and hit 80 and come on home, man.
Oh, hell no. I ain't going that long ass route. Hell no. 35 up? Hell no, kid. I ain't going that long ass route. Mm-hmm. You trying to send me up to Oklahoma and all that shit? No.
In other words, you're gonna take the shortcut, 44.
Hell no. I'm taking the shortcut. I'm taking 30. 30 or 40,
okay.
40 or 55. Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't believe it's still 90 degrees at motherfucking 10:20 at night down here in motherfucking Dallas. 90
yeah, man.
Fucking degrees. Wow.
Hey, man. It's hot. Let me tell
They're going to miss it Dubai himself.
Goddamn right.
He ain't riding the motherfucking dune buggies across the same
line. I was in the motherfucking dune buggies.
I got pictures of all that shit. I was in the dune buggy. I was using the Falcon and all that shit. Yeah, I did all that shit.
Well, why you got a picture of you drinking? I won't see the picture of you drinking.
Not cheap money.
Hey, Leon.
Not cheap money.
I do got a picture of me drinking in the desert. I'm sure going to send it to you. I'm gonna send this to you.
Okay, look.
Over here, come over to Leon Special. I say, damn, yeah. They been shopping with Leon shop.
Hold on.
Had that little shot glass of Pepsi. I'm like, what the hell?
Hey, money. It was crazy, right? We was on 111th one night, right? Leon, like, I had to go in and give me something to drink. Man, I rest back on that motherfucking seat. I had one of them short ass Dr. Pepper. I said, here you go. He said, oh, shit, you got my time.
How long a flight was that? 13 hours? How long a flight?
14 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hell no. I was in the motor for this catch fire.
Hey, Leon, I was on that plane. I was on that plane watching movies. The motherfucking chef was cooking and bringing motherfuckers three meals. I was good.
Nah,
did that seat let out to a bed?
Yes, it did.
The movie was watching you.
Yeah.
You ain't got to push all crazy.
I just want to know, man. Which one? Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Damn, Leon. Hey, Leon, which one better, VTech or Fisher Price?
You gotta ask the tuna. Where the tuna at? I thought they like the speaker's fair.
Hey, don't Trigger Man supposed to race tonight?
Yep.
Yeah. He couldn't get off the line with Keisha. He couldn't get off the line. Dog said, uh-oh, if that was for the money, his ass was grabbed. I was like, uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, he got an ass whooping coming. Kodak going to hoop it. Kodak going to give him a good ass. Yeah, they should have done race by now. Kodak gonna give him a good ass whoop.
It ain't long enough to go through the.
Hey, preacher boy, go on mute, man. You working on somebody's car.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon, I'm kind of down on my luck, man. Can you loan me $100 so I can go get a couple of little pops and shit? I'm thirsty.
Oh, man.
No.
It's too late now, money. We all know it.
Y'all go.
Y'all go. Man, just don't tell nobody. I'm thirsty. Don't tell nobody.
Hey, money, what flavors you going to get in them?
Hey, man, I'm going to get me a Sprite. I'm going to get me a I'm going to get them cheap pops. They ain't got no flavor. They just got color. I'm going to get me a red. I'm going to get me a cola.
I'm going to get me a green.
Yeah, we'll get that. Not that Mountain Dew, what they call it, morning mist. I'm going to get that morning mist.
Oh, my Lord. Boy, y'all. Boy, y'all know y'all
are
insane about this motherfucker.
Hey, man, hey, Danny, don't tell nobody, man, but I need $100, man. I need to borrow. I need to borrow $100, man. It's Father's Day. I want to put the pig feet on the grill and shit. Let me borrow $100.
Oh, man. Not the pig feet and hot sauce.
Y'all talked about drag racing one time.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, man, between me and you, man, loan me $100, man. I want to give me a couple pairs of tube socks, man, and a pack of drawers, man, but don't tell nobody.
Jeremiah say he need all this money. He got to go to the pier.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, none of y'all locked in with nobody.
If he ain't watching that weather, he's gonna have to pay, they gonna want their punk out money if he don't go up there. He better be watching the weather.
Oh no. Nah. They smoking dope bags. There ain't no getting around that. There's more than a 50% chance of rain. I ain't trying to hit none
of them. Oh man.
They gonna say Peso didn't call the race, you owe.
They can say whatever they want to say. They're an hour and a half away. I'm not coming no 4 hours and 27 minutes.
That motherfucker Jeremiah say 51% chance of rain, they can kiss his ass. He ain't going.
Now what they can do is you hear this from a horse's mouth. They can pay me, or pay, not they, the peso can pay me. I don't have a problem. I got 2 locked-in races out of your 6 or 8 locked-in races. You can pay me to come, and then at that point in time, it's on me if it rains because I've been paid gas and food to be able to come. But now, if that's not being accommodated, if it's over 51% of chance, I'm not going. It don't make sense.
Listen to that goddamn Jeremiah. That goddamn Jeremiah. I'm supposed nigga.
That shit costs, man.
I just left Great Lakes Dragway, right? I went there with 5 full nitro bombs. While on the expressway, I just hit a bump. My whole 15-pound nitro bottle just opened up. All my nitro gone out the nitro bottle. Right.
Oh man!
And you flew on the expressway.
That's a bullshit ass nitrous bottle. If you hit a bump, all the nitrous came out that motherfucker.
It wasn't no regular bump. The whole back of my truck came up off the ground, bro. That was crazy.
Yeah.
The nitrous bottle was made like a thermos.
What I'm saying, y'all crack a joke, but what I'm saying is anybody that's anybody that's actually engaging and not talking about it, you understand that every time you go to the track, it costs anywhere from $200 to $350, right? So why am I going to prepare
Why am I going to prepare to come to the tractor stand around and get rained on? That already happened in Memphis. My man in Memphis was the last person that's going to get out on me for driving somewhere and going to a track just to stand around. I'm not doing it. So if it's 51% chance of better rain, that's on Faiso if he don't want to cancel the event. I love Faiso, but I'm not going to go and look stupid standing around in the rain all day.
Now, oh man!
The flip side to that is this right here. There was a 60% chance to rain up in Great Lakes today in Wisconsin. Well, we rolled the dice and we drove an hour and a half away, and lo and behold, it rained for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then it dried up and it was cool for the rest of the night. They was still out there racing when I pulled up at 9 o'clock.
That ain't for 70 miles.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's a roll of the dice. That was an hour to get there versus 4 hours and 27 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do that. Like I said, I'll call Peso, and, I mean, they really want me there. You shouldn't have a problem as long as your gate opens and you're making money. You shouldn't have a problem with saying, all right, Jay, I know. You're coming from Chicago, probably coming from the Ferguson district. You're going to bring Chicago guys there, because if y'all going to race, you're going to bring Chicago guys there. I'm making more money. Now, you ain't just got one race locked in. You got two races locked in. Okay?
Oh, I'm man, but if you... If he pay you, don't tell nobody.
Yeah. What do you mean? At the end of the day, what's the secret? What's the secret?
If there's a problem,
what's the secret?
Can somebody... Yeah, but can somebody lend me
$100? I don't know about none of that. I feel like it's a fugazi nigga anyway that'll get on here and let somebody know that he loaned somebody some money. That's a weak nigga.
Oh, man. Not the little wheel.
I take it back. I add more to it. You a weak nigga if you get on here and somebody come to you in confidence and ask you for something and you do it and then you turn around and tell everybody you did it. You a weak nigga. You a weak-minded nigga.
Lord have mercy.
You won't get no blessings behind that one. I tell you that much.
I don't even care about the blessing side of it. Morally, you are a cunt. Morally, you are a cunt. If you turn around, you got to tell somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, now that's a different situation. Here's another scenario. All right, something happened and somebody couldn't get something. You like, man, he couldn't get this. Man, I was able to get this for him, man. I'm just so appreciative that we was able to help our brother out, right? That's one thing. But to say, oh, no, I loaned him $100 and he ain't gave it back. And when he was down, he called me for $100. You a weak nigga, bro. You don't have a penis. You got a vagina between your legs and your mouth.
Preach it, Jeremiah.
Hey, when you get excited, your mouth gets wet. I don't like people like that, bro. You get excited and your mouth get wet. You start dripping all the information. I don't like guys like that.
My.
But the class of these new age niggas that have parents in the household stuff, I don't know. I don't get it. These two-parent household niggas are stuck in a different cloth. I don't really get it, man.
Hey, Money.
Well.
Hey, Money, they got Duracell batteries on sale for them beat decks.